Hello and welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. Now, over the last 10 days, India has been angry and India has been in mourning after the Pulwama terror attack in which 40 CRPF jawans were killed. It was followed by an encounter in the area just 2 days later that led to the death of 3 Jaish terrorists, the alleged masterminds, but it also led to more losses for India. 5 more men from our security establishment laid down their lives for the country, 4 of them army men, 1 of them was a cop. Now, there's been a lot of shock, sorrow and anger since the Pulwama attack. We've all felt the grief of the families as we've watched funeral after funeral across the country. And since then, India has taken certain steps diplomatically against Pakistan, which is where the Jaish is based. And there may be some sort of further action at this point. We really don't know. But today, we want to focus on the families who are left behind and ask, do we really respect our soldiers, respect those who fought for our security and laid down their lives? Because once the attention moves on, in a few weeks, we're going to be deep in election time and the whole story will change. But will there be then stories of families not getting pensions on time, widows fighting for what's due to them? Will our security forces get the kind of equipment that they need? That's what we're going to focus on today. Now, joining us on the show today, Pranay Sahai, former DG CRPF. He's joining us from Tripura. VPS Panwar, former IG CRPF, Lieutenant General Rameshwar Roy, defense analyst. Major DP Singh, a Kargil War veteran who's going to share his experience with us. Also, Joginder Singh, a former IG CRPF. And Dr. Shubha Tripathi, wife of late Colonel Sarvesh Tripathi, who was killed in the service during Operation Parakram in Jammu and Kashmir. Now, Mr. Sahai, I'd like to start with you first, because we're talking about whether we honor our fallen men. Do we do enough to honor their memory? And right now, the country is very emotional. You know, we've all watched those funerals, as I said, across the country. And a lot of people have also been donating for the CRPF ever since then. You know, the Bharat Ke Veer website actually almost crashed because so many people were coming out and donating. But do you feel once the attention has moved on, do we do enough to honor the memory of our fallen men?
First of all, let me share my grief with the families of those who have died. As far as the earlier father force of the figure, losing a member of the force is losing a member of a family. It's as plain as that. As a director general, any serving director general of the CRPF, his sense of grief, his sense of pain is very high whenever we lose our men. This is the first thing I would like to mention in this context. As far as the CRPF in laying down their lives is concerned, since after independence, CRPF, I think more than 2,000 soldiers of the total 38,000 policemen killed have been CRPF personnel. So therefore, as first responders in fighting insurgency, the losses of the first responder is generally going to be on the higher side. So therefore, a sense of responsibility vested with the CRPF in terms of taking on counterinsurgency operation, could be Maoist, could be Northeast, or could be Jammu and Kashmir, is definitely on the higher side.
All right, sir. Well, I'd like to take that to Mr. Panwar, you know, to talk more about what sir has said, that, you know, that they're the first responders. But do you think there's a sense that, you know, the paramilitary forces, that they're somehow seen as tier two and not treated at par with the army, though they fight, you know, they're there at the borders, they're fighting for our security. But do you feel there's a sense in the way that they're treated and once, you know, how the families and the widows are treated as well?
I'd like to clarify 2-3 things which I should be given some time. Number one, they are not paramilitary forces.
Yes, but I think name that's something we use loosely.
MHA has made their name as Central Armed Police Forces, which is an unconstitutional name because there is a rule. Ex-servicemen in civil services and posts, there it says rule 2D, paramilitary forces means CRP, BSF, ITBP, CISF, RPF, and even SSF, Secretariat Security Force, even they are paramilitary forces. Now, comparing with army, nobody can compare with army because they are better trained and they take care of the enemy. Other forces are not trained for them. So let us not compare ourselves with the army. I am not in that favor that we should compare with the army. One should never. If tomorrow the Pakistan or China attacks, then army, navy, air force only will go to fight with them. These paramilitary forces will be doing some other job. But fighting will be done by them. So they this is not only in this country. This is done everywhere in the entire world, that the army, navy, air force are kept at the top. Let them be at the top. My point is, that we should be taken care of whatever we are doing. If we are doing somewhere like armies, then we should be treated like army. If we are not doing somewhere like army, we should be inferior to them. So that is my point, which is not being done. Say the name is wrong. We are not paramilitary. Everybody is calling martyr. We are not given the status of even of martyr. What is this? I mean, you give up your life. The life is the most precious thing one contains. If one gives up his life and he is not treated even as martyr, then what are you treating him for? What is he serving for? If he is not treated, martyr does not mean that we are looking for monetary gains. Martyr means his society recognizes. It is a social recognition is more important.
So I think
than
that's
financial
something
gains.
That is used in, like, when we refer to them. But as such, there is no such martyr tag.
The
government
says we have not defined martyrs.
Yes, even when
now,
it comes
I,
for
I,
our
I
army
don't know what
or,
is this argument about. The we are independent for
in
last
action,
70 years.
No
if we can't define
martyr,
who stops
in
you?
In fact,
from?
I wanted to come to this point later. Even Rahul Gandhi has made that promise that if they come to power, they'll give a martyr
why
tag.
Why did they not do it earlier?
Right,
my point
sir,
is, why did
is
they don't do it
but
earlier?
But again, it's not.
They are out of power only for last 4 or 5 years. Why did they not do it earlier? Who
but
stopped
you are
them?
Admitting that doesn't mean the benefits, etc. It doesn't affect that in any
no,
way.
No, it affects. There are a lot of benefits which are given to a martyr, which are not available to if a person is not declared as martyr. The widow of a CRP person and the widow of an army person, there is a difference of between 15 lakh to 20 lakh of financial monetary gains. That is a big amount for somebody who loses his only serving member of the family.
All right. Well, ever since I've been in NDTV and there's always these attacks that happen or CRPF dealing with the Maoists, the Naxal forces as well. And, every time there's a big one or when we lose many of our men, then there's all this talk of equipment and they needed this. They should have had better equipment. They should have had airlifting air ambulances to airlift them, etc., etc. But every time I feel we just keep seeing those reports again and again. Is anything being done? Do you feel more needs to be done on this? Because even this time around, there's all this talk of, now they've decided that when a CRPF convoy moves, they will not allow private vehicles to move. But why wasn't this there earlier as well? Like, why wasn't the security taken, I feel, as seriously as it should have been?
See, in my opinion, these major incidents, they throw a challenge. And the challenge says that whatever was being done was perhaps not enough. So therefore, this capability building process is a continuous process. Like with this incident also, we learned, yes, that there was a 350 kg of explosive, which could,
right,
which
then
went
later,
undetected.
I think that number got revised to 60 or something, but yes.
So now it has thrown a challenge that our intelligence was not adequate, our security measures were not adequate, or they should have been more. I mean, you can say one thing, inadequate, or you can say there should be more. So these kind of things we need to have, and this capability building, it is a constant process. There will always be need of more equipment. There can't be any kind of a thing that, no more improvement in the equipment is required, no more improvement in training is required, no more incentives are required. Definitely these kind of incidents throw a challenge, and the country needs to rise and to meet such challenges by equipping the forces much better way, training much better way, having more intelligence, more troops, more trained troops. That is the only answer.
Right. So, General Roy, if I could come to you here. So, essentially, are our CRPF and, soldiers just cannon fodder at some sense because of the kind of, we don't give them enough equipment, the critical equipment that they require, the critical intelligence that is required. Are we doing them a disservice by not, protecting our protectors?
Look, I will not call it a disservice. The fact is that every force which has been, raised in the country is mandated to perform certain role, and whatever role they have, for that whatever equipment is required, whatever kind of organization is required, administrative support is required, all that is catered for. What has happened over the years is that because of the pressure of such situations as we have, army has operated alongside, or CRPF has operated alongside army and the call it paramilitary or call it CAPFs, to me it doesn't make a difference, because when they operate with the army, they are, we treat them all equal.
The defense forces.
We treat them all equal. The only difference is that the kind of roles that are assigned in a particular operation, there we try to categorize to say, like, just to use a technical word, for an outer cordon, we would prefer to be the people from the CRPF because of the capabilities that they are actually trained to tackle. So in our case, the strike force, which actually will go in for the hardcore operation to get these terrorists, we perform, that is the army or the Rashtriya Rifles. So we cater for that. Therefore, what I would like to say is that organizationally, operationally, we do not have any such distinctions between them, because we understand the limitations. We understand their equipping of these forces is not meant for hardcore army-like operations. So we have no such problem there. There are certain issues to do with the capacity and capability building that he has mentioned.
Right.
In that, the thing is that there is never an end to all this, and slowly these capabilities and capacities also have been built. The CRPF and BSF, what it was four decades back, to the capabilities and equipping that they have today in terms of everything, is much more. So is the case with the army also. But then the point here is that in terms of the budgeting and procurement, our processes are so cumbersome and it takes so long, that by the time an issue gets decided, some or the other controversy takes it over and you are gone.
You're
into the same process again.
Over procurement
again.
And getting the correct equipment, that the process is just too much red tape.
So the requirement is that to keep up with times and to keep up with technology and to keep up with our ever-evolving role, all these forces need to be upgraded in terms of their equipment, in terms of their capabilities, in terms of their capacities, and all that needs to be coordinated at some level. That coordination, sadly, we do not have as far as our nation is concerned. When such forces operate together, like we have got the CISC, which coordinates inter-service issues. We do not have any organization in the country today which controls this mix of Army, CRPF, Army, Navy, Air Force. We have got an organization looking after the tri-service issues.
Yes.
But there is no organization to look after this part where...
And given
we
how
have
important
the,
they are at our borders, at, you know, in Kashmir.
Yes, where we have
these
forces, Army,
are working together.
Army combining with the CRPF, BSF, SSB and all these people putting together, because if there is an agency which does this, the interoperability between these forces would improve and therefore the casualties will come down, therefore the satisfaction levels would be better.
Is there any thought on this that you're telling
me? I am not aware that there is any such thought process wherein we are wanting to have this kind of a organization which looks into the equipping of this. MHA and MOD is a basic issue, you know. The Army Navy Air Force comes under the Ministry of Defense, and the CRPF, BSF and all the other forces come under Ministry of Home Affairs. Now, this interministerial coordination is one big issue. I haven't seen in my service of over four decades that anybody doing this. And I think there is a prime requirement to do it. Operationally, we are able to do it because that's a functional requirement. But organizationally, somebody needs to coordinate this upgrade of capabilities and capacities between these
all
forces.
Right.
That is what the requirement is.
All right. Well, I'd like to come to Major Singh now and, you know, talk about, you're a veteran of the Kargil War. And, you know, I don't know, that was one war that my generation did see. I don't know how many of these youngsters today, I mean, how many of them remember the Kargil war. But so share your story with us. You were somebody in the hospital, they actually thought you were dead for a short while. And then I think you were revived. That's what I've read. I don't know if that's correct. But share your story with us. You lost your leg. You've become a runner after that. If you could just tell us about yourself.
So for sure, I will share that. But before that, let me add on to what the panelists have mentioned here. See, when it comes to this tactical level work, where we are actually working on the ground, I don't think there is any difference between any type of uniform people, whether it is Army, CAPF, paramilitary, or anybody else, or the police, JK police. In fact, JK police, we always forget they are doing fantastic work. They are very good.
But the situation as it
absolutely
is right now, and you're
always they are together. Because we know as uniform people that we have nation paramount and the security the foremost thing. So for that, everybody is, in fact, recently, today only we lost one DSP.
DSP,
yes.
So he's from
Thakur.
Yes, the police.
Yes.
We
lost one.
Yes.
So that's an everyday affair, right? As far as, like you were mentioning, that why we are now revising the tactics of not letting the civilian vehicle move during the convoy.
Now that is a decision.
So this was already there, existed. Earlier, sometime back, it was already existed.
Yes, I believe
so.
Then they allowed that.
Now, what happens over the period? When there is a big thing happening, then suddenly everybody wakes up. You know, it is like something like ki, if you break your leg, then everybody will come and take care of, Are Baba, you got some big injury. If there are small injuries every day, we are losing one soldier here and one officer there, then nobody remembers. So over the years, the priority changes and these things gets diluted. Now imagine, had this one person who got the vehicle and banged it, right? Had he been stopped by somebody who is actually doing the MCP or the checks at the at the road, and had he challenged him then and there, and he would have caught just like that. Perhaps you would have raised question that why are you not allowing the civilian movement?
Now, I think just that's because the reason that some civilian movement was actually out because there used to be.
No, you're getting my point. See, just because he sneaked out of there, he banged into, and there is a big, loss which has occurred to the nation. We are not raising that human right violation or that civilian movement is being checked or not checked points because something has happened. But had he been checked, perhaps somebody else would have raised that you are not allowing us to move freely on this road. And then government should have told that why are you not doing it? And then government should have picked up one of my officer who picked up a stone pelter and, tied him into the jeep that you had done a human rights violation. So that time we forget that these things are necessary for the armed forces, for the uniformed forces to work in that area which is full of militants. We don't know who is militant, who is civilian. We need to take care of the civilian population.
So
you
think that people became, that the forces
became
casual in terms of
there is convoy. There is actually a convoy protocol. There is actually a protocol, in place. I have been moving with my husband when he was there. There was something called the road clearance was done. Am
Absolutely.
I right?
Road opening party.
Road opening party was there. Yeah. And the civilian, I have seen when going past on such roads, Jawahar Tunnel, the civilian vehicles were stopped. So all this used to happen. And then you have these human rights violation. Suddenly,
so your focus changes.
So you're saying that there were certain lapses or casual attitude crept in. Are you saying that?
No, not casual attitude.
What I'm saying is, you don't need.
It was after quite a while.
It's not casual attitude. It is something like tying the hands of an army man and telling him to move forwards.
Absolutely.
Tell me, is that possible?
So, if there are rules or regulations set and there are operational SOPs made by the armed forces, nobody should interfere in that. Simple and straight. Let them do the way they are being told to do. Do not checks and, check their movement when it is easy going thing, and when suddenly there is a big loss, then you are saying that you are.
All right, in this, I'm sure there's a probe, and all these issues are going to come up, and already the decision is made that no civilian movement will be allowed.
A few years back, two soldiers are charge-sheeted and, sent home because they had stopped one civilian.
They are in jail.
Sorry?
They are in jail right now.
They are in jail because they had stopped one civilian, suspicious vehicle moving.
At one of the check posts, yes.
Right? Had that been having something like that, they did not have stopped and they fired
on the vehicle.
Right?
Yes.
So they would have damaged something bigger than they would have. There would have been something different scenario to that.
One more question here, Gargi. There is a loss of human life. There is also a loss of vehicles. What about the morale of the forces? How do you account for that? How does a commanding officer motivate his jawans after this incident? Tell me.
You see, there is a, now that she said it, issues like, many a times, despite the difficult job that we are doing, the bias always remains towards the civil administration, or the public should not be put at inconvenience. So such concessions are demanded, and such concessions are motivated to be gone through or given to show that bias towards the civil population in that area. The problem is, for example, there is a Supreme Court ruling which says that in any encounter, if there is a death that occurs, FIR is mandatory. Now tell me, if that happens, which soldier would like to get involved in this kind of an operation?
Right,
and
well,
likewise,
this
there are many such issues.
Course.
We'll not go into that. There will be a limited scope of this program itself. But what I'm saying is that time and again, we find that men in uniform, their hands are curtailed in order to have some kind of a check on, like human rights violation is one example given. The biases towards the civilian, that they should not be inconvenienced. So such like things cannot every time be considered.
All right. Major Singh, when we're talking about, honoring our soldiers and also not making it difficult for them once, you know, after they've been through any encounter, or like you have been through the Kargil war, and you had to fight for many years for your for a disability allowance.
Well,
if you could tell us about that, yeah. Because that is something, you know, again, when you're talking about motivating people, and when people hear something about, you know, you having fought in the Kargil war and then having to fight for what's due to you, that is also something that, you know, can affect motivation.
Absolutely, because, you know, coming to the same point, when there is a some such scenario, then you are always focused, because perhaps from there you can earn the brownie points. Otherwise, you forget. Now, it is 99 when I got injured, right? So, that time, I'll give you the two incidents which has happened, which is still same. The scenario is still same. And I'm repeating it on the panels time and again. My parents were staying in Delhi. I had filled the forms while getting commissioned in the Indian Military Academy, and they had asked for a permanent address there. I did not have any permanent address. My father could not make a house because of whatever reasons. So I gave permanent address of my grandfather, which was of Roorkee. So when I got injured, the information came to my parents, who were staying in Delhi. Then 10 years they had already, you know, spent in Delhi. So after some time, my father approached the Delhi government for giving the compensation, what sir was mentioning, that the disparity between compensation to compensation because of the state government ruling. When a soldier fights, he fights for the India. He is not looking at UP, Uttarakhand, this and that. But once any soldier, I am talking, any soldier, he hangs his uniform, or he gets martyr, or he gets disabled, then he has to come and prove his domiciliary evidence that he is staying. In Maharashtra, you need to prove that you have stayed for 10 to 15 years. 10 or 15 years, I am not sure about it. After that only you can get the domiciliary benefits. So my father went to state government and asked that, is there any compensation? They said, because your son document says that he is from Roorkee, permanent address is of Roorkee, so please go and ask the UP government. So that time UP and Uttarakhand was not divided. By the time my father approached, UP said, we have already made the Uttarakhand. Now please go and approach Uttarakhand government. So Uttarakhand government was approached. They said that, you know, we are new, so we don't have any funds to support you. So, you see, I am an officer.
That's absolutely, I mean, I am an officer.
Hear me out. I am an officer. I can fend, and I am fending myself. I care two hoots whether you give me funding or not. What about the paraplegic soldier? What about that widow who's a poor from the village? Do you expect her to walk and knock the doors of the state governments? Right? And the condition is still same. I had to go to fight and prove my, you know, injury that it happened in Operation Vijay Kargil War. That is how I got 50.
You had to actually prove that.
Absolutely. For 7 years I had to prove that the 50 shrapnels which are embedded inside my body are not from some other country. They are made in Pakistan only. Right? So after that I got the correct pension. Otherwise the correct pension was also not given to me. Forget it. Come to the present scenario. Ma'am, I'm giving you time. Let me just complete this. On one side, the state government says that because you have given the address of Roorkee, which is in Uttarakhand, so you are eligible for that state. 2 years back, they had sent me a notice that please give your affidavit that you are staying in Roorkee, which is in Uttarakhand, because the annuity for mention and dispatches, the award which was given to me, can only be now given henceforth to you, which is 25,000 per year by the Uttarakhand. There is a lot of disparity by the state to state. Somebody gives only 1,000 rupees for that. If you want us to carry on giving you this money per year, you need to give an affidavit that you are staying in Roorkee. Now you have cut my hand so that I can fend myself, because the compensation is not there and the better opportunities are in Gurgaon. I am staying in Gurgaon, and you want me to now give an affidavit of that. I didn't give, because that's not a truthful statement. So there is no more, you know, annuity which I am getting. So from both the sides, soldier is at loss.
So this is the kind of thing, General Roy, that, you know, we're talking
and
about.
And the scenario is still same.
Imagine people hearing something like this, and, you know, when we're talking about motivation and morale, what a story to hear.
DP
and the difficulty.
DP is saying something which is too big. Even to get a passport, the address verification, let me tell you, 4 decades in the army, I have shifted myself a residence 40 times. Where do I prove my residential address? Absolutely impossible. You may have got commission, and the address recognized is at the time of getting commission. Now, you would have got commission when your father was somewhere else, and later on is from somewhere else. Even I had the same problem. I have stayed in Delhi throughout, but not at the same address. So to get a Delhi domicile, When I got awarded the first time Yudh Seva Medal, I had to actually go through a similar process. Fortunately, Delhi has remained Delhi.
Even just to get your medal.
Not to medal, annuity.
The annuity.
The
all
incentive
right.
which state governments have or the union territories have. To go through that process, you have to get a domicile certificate. I didn't even know till then that something called domicile certificate is required to claim that kind of a money. Fortunately, it was Delhi and that has not changed.
Why can't we have a standard rule for all the uniform services? My question is whether it is from CRPF, BSF, ITBP, you know what condition
and
ITBP
even police,
serve?
Even police.
And all the armed forces. If a soldier has gone there for the duty for the sake of the safety of the country, it is for the sake of the safety of you guys sitting here who do not have today choices of going to armed forces. Tomorrow you will say, go and please fight for me. Who will go and join there if none of you will join? My question is to all of you also. Just think about it. So if they are given, are you giving them enough security? Are you taking care of their families? Why can't we have, you know, in the society where we stay, we give, and you know, monthly money for maintenance of our houses. Now, why don't you go and tell the government that you have already deducted taxes from us? So why should I give the monthly maintenance? Here the family is losing.
Yes.
But you do not have any set parameters. And
so
he needs to come out.
Clearly needs to be looked at.
I must, on your show, tell the audience, army men pay for their own insurance. Do you believe this? Did you know this?
And we also pay taxes.
I pay
by
for
the way.
My army group insurance, myself, all officers, JCOs and men, all three categories, they pay for their own insurance. Do you believe this?
That is for the paramilitary also.
The paramilitary also. They paramilitary. Pay
imagine.
They
all have
to. In fact, recently the paramilitary pension have been shifted from the pensionary scheme to the new pension scheme.
Yeah,
so if a soldier who hangs his uniform fit and fine, he will only get the pension as per he has deposited from his side.
We have no
side.
Pension from 2004 itself.
2004 onwards.
In fact, there was some confusion about after the Pulwama attack. I think one of the political parties, maybe Aam Aadmi Party, put out saying that the more than 75% of the 40 men who died, their families will not be entitled to pension.
Because they joined after 2004.
That has been clarified.
No, let me clarify this. The extraordinary
by the CRPF,
extraordinary,
they clarified yes, that this is
extraordinary
not true.
Sir will be able to comment better, but extraordinary family pension, as far as the widow of the soldier is concerned, they are going to get.
They will be getting liberalized payout.
Liberalized pension.
Yes.
But then
a otherwise people will not,
is to
other
yes.
people retiring or the, no. they will not get.
All right, Dr. Tripathi, I'd like to ask you about, you know, your story. Did you face any problems, in getting what was due to you?
Yes, the experience was very traumatic, as everyone can understand. It was it would make anyone very hopeless, anyone in that situation.
And you had young children.
I had very young children. And before that, I would like to add on to what Major DP had to say about children joining army. There is the saying that everyone wants a Bhagat Singh, but the Bhagat Singh should be in the other family. Not your family.
He should be born in another's house.
In someone else's house, you know. So this is something which is plaguing the armed forces today, because of what treatment has been meted out to.
What kind of difficulties did you face?
Yeah, what has been meted out to the war wounded or to the families of fallen soldier? The emotional impact, of course, is huge, and
because the risk. I also want to bring out this point for a lot of the young people here. You know, you knew the risk.
Before,
how do you,
Gargi? I want to stop you here. No, I want to stop you here. The point which Madam raised was very, very critical and important. You know, the emotional impact. Unfortunately, we are not even able to sort out our basic needs. Nobody is even interested to know. Nobody even know what is PTSD,
yes,
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Which is something which is major in an American army.
You're,
it is addressed on a professional level there. Whereas in Indian army, the name, post-traumatic
stress disorder
is something which I don't know. I don't think anyone knows also about.
The families need it. The soldiers who need it. We laugh around in the armed forces. Somebody who comes back from Siachen, he has a memory loss because of the impact what he gets on the mental and physical state.
Oxygen
there.
Levels are so low.
Right. Now so we generally laugh around that. Arey, tere ko to na Siachen effect aur rakha hai. Tere ko yaad nahi rehti.
Let me now that point has come up, Gargi.
Address this. You're saying
there is nothing.
There's no sort of.
Let me clarify to the audience.
I would like to address to Veer Naris. कि ये समय बहुत आपके लिए एक पहाड़ जैसी समस्या आपके सामने आई है. आपको बहुत दिमाग पे संयम रखना पड़ेगा. आई एम सेइंग इट इन हिंदी बिकॉज आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट इट इज गोइंग टू रीच आउट टू अदर पीपल इन नेशन आल्सो. सो आई विल एड्रेस इट इन हिंदी. एंड अपने हौसले को और हिम्मत को और मजबूत बनाना पड़ेगा. द इमोशनल इम्पैक्ट इज सो बिग that aapko apne aap ko sambhalne mein hi itna time lag jata hai.
Yes, in fact that's what I wanted to ask, that how it is for the families. You know, like I'm from Uttarakhand, so yes, you know, we have in our family a long tradition of army. Absolutely. So I have many uncles in the army. I have many cousins of my generation. I know they're posted in the northeast and in Kashmir, and whenever you hear of any incident, you always wonder is my cousin involved, and you know there's a certain amount of worry, and then you call your, but you lived through it. I mean, you know, you had young children. How did you explain it to them?
See, the children over here also, jo shaheed ke bache hain, unko main kehna chahungi ki aapki zindagi badal chuki hai. Things are not the same. So, apne atmabal ko majboot kariye, apne dimag ko prakhar kariye, aur apni maa ka jo aapki maa ko jhanda lehrane ki jimmewari mili hai is desh ke liye. उसके भुजाओं का बल बनिए, शीण मत होने दीजिएगा. दिस इज व्हाट आई हैव टू टेल द चिल्ड्रन. एंड ऑल्सो आई वॉन्ट टू से वन मोर थिंग, जो आपके परिवारजन है, कई लोगों के पास तो सच्ची सहानुभूति होगी, कई लोगों के पास आप, कई लोग आपका समर्थन भी करेंगे परिवार में, सामने खुल के करें नहीं करें करें, पर कुछ ऐसे भी होंगे जो तमाशबीन होंगे और उनका अहम आपके हित से ज्यादा बड़ा होगा. पर लाइक दे से दैट यू हैव द पावर टू साइन द डॉटेड लाइन. अपनी हिम्मत, अपने हौसले को कमजोर मत होने दीजिएगा. योर हस्बैंड्स ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड द नेशंस एजेंसीज आर योर बेस्ट फ्रेंड एट दिस टाइम. सब चीजें उनसे पूछ के, वो आपका सहारा है, उनसे पूछ के आगे बढ़िएगा.
All right, I'd like to get in Binu Jha now, and she's somebody whose husband was in the CRPF and in 2014 in an anti-naxal operation. If you could share, you know, your experience with us.
Shavi ko mera namaskar.
Main Shaurya Chakra bhi mila tha.
Haan, bilkul. Mere pati CRPF mein second commandant the, aur 2014, 4th July ko, jo unki shahadat, to shaheed ho gaye woh. To sabse pehle ma'am ne jo kaha ki social pressure, और इंडिया में शायद कुछ मैं अदर कंट्री की नहीं जानती, क्योंकि जब ये घटना हुई मुझे एग्जैक्टली नहीं बताया गया कि बस गोली लग गई है मिस्टर झा को. और जब मैं गई अपने मदर के घर, तो वहाँ जो सोशल लोगों से जो मैंने सुना, मैं बहुत शॉक्ड थी कि अरे इसने ऐसा क्या पाप कर दिया था कि इतना कम एज में विडो हो गई. विडो होना मीन्स कि आपने बहुत बड़े पाप किए हैं, जो भगवान ने आपको इतनी बड़ी सजा दे दी. और मैं बहुत शॉक्ड थी. कुछ लोगों ने, मुझे नहीं कहना चाहिए अगर वो सुन रहे होंगे, कि किसी ने कहा कि पता नहीं इसको हस्बैंड जाने का दुख है कि नहीं, क्योंकि वो कोई सोच के नहीं रखता कि मुझे ऐसे रिएक्ट करना है कि बहुत चिल्लाना है, मुझे बॉडी में छोड़ना
है. अलग रहता है.
बस मैं बहुत दिन तक शॉक रही कि मेरे साथ हुआ क्या है.
इमोशनल ट्रॉमा इतना होता है कि आपको अपने आप को संभालना मुश्किल हो जाता है. मेरी अच्छी
हस्ती खेलती फैमिली
एंड यू हैव योर चिल्ड्रन आपको देख रहे हो, बिल्कुल.
एंड यू हैव योर चिल्ड्रन, सिस्टर को कहा
कि आपकी दीदी को तो जैसे बहुत स्ट्रांग है, शायद उसको दुखी नहीं हुआ क्योंकि उसने मुझे रोते चिल्लाते मीडिया के सामने नहीं देखा. तो कोई प्लान करके तो नहीं सोचता ना कि मुझे रोना है, मुझे चिल्लाना है. मेरे अंदर माइंड में क्या चल रहा था, बस कि मेरे साथ हुआ क्या, ये अचानक हो क्या गया. क्योंकि मैं समर वेकेशन जस्ट हस्बैंड के साथ हम लोग गिरिडीह में बिता के 29th जून को हम चले, 30th जून को हम दिल्ली पहुंचे और 4th जुलाई को ये हो गया. और उन्होंने 3rd जुलाई को मेरे से रात में 10 बजे बात की थी. मैं कृति को पढ़ा रही थी SST के लिए, और इसने ये कहा कि मैं, पापा हमेशा बोलते हैं मैं SST में फुल मार्क्स नहीं लाती, मैं पापा से तब बात करूंगी जब मैं फुल मार्क्स लाऊंगी. इसे क्या पता था इसे अब आगे चांस ही नहीं मिलना है अपने फादर से बात करने की. एक तो ये सोशल हुआ, बहुत दबाव. अच्छा कुछ नहीं, कोई बात नहीं, तुम्हें हस्बैंड का सुख नहीं है तो अपने बच्चों को देखो, अपने बच्चों को पढ़ाओ लिखाओ, आईएएस बनाओ, आईएएस बनाओ. पता नहीं बच्चे ने क्या सुना, मेरा बेटा फोर्थ क्लास में ध्रुव है, वो मुझे एक दिन अभी दिल्ली में कहता है कि मम्मी मेरे स्कूल के जो संदीप सर है ना, उनके भी पापा बचपन में चले गए थे, लेकिन संदीप सर तो स्पोर्ट्स टीचर बन गए, आईएएस नहीं बने, तो आईएएस बनना चाहिए क्या? लोगों तो ये ठीक नहीं होता, क्या स्पोर्ट्स टीचर ठीक है क्या ये? मुझे तो एकदम, मैं उसका सुन करके शौक रखे कि ये सब समझा कहाँ. तो मुझे पता चला कि जो भीड़ और मॉब इतने बोल रहे थे तुम्हें ये करना है, तुम्हें ये करना है, तुम्हें अपने बच्चों को संभालना है, तो उसके माइंड पे यही सब इफेक्ट पड़ा. और आज के डेट में भी अभी वो आना नहीं चाहता, शायद वो दुनिया को फेस नहीं करना चाहता. क्या चाहता, मैं कितना भी बोली चले, उसके आँख में बहुत दर्द थे, वो घर में अकेला है, लेकिन उस वो आने के लिए तैयार नहीं हुआ और ना कभी अपने फादर की बात वो शेयर कर पाता है. उसको कैसे ट्रॉमा है अंदर, मैं नहीं समझ पाती. कुछ भी बोलो एकदम हट जाएगा.
एंड देयर इज नो असिस्टेंस फॉर फैमिलीज,
नथिंग लाइक दैट.
नो, देयर आर पीपल, देयर आर.
अच्छा मैम, ये एक बात हुई, चलिए ये तो हम झेल रहे हैं इस दुख को, जो झेल रहे हैं मैम, झेल रहे हैं, जो झेल रहा है वही समझ सकता है. लोग कहते हैं कि कोप अप कर जाएंगे, दो साल हुए वो अब कोप अप, ऐसा कभी नहीं होता. ये जब तक आपकी सांस है आप तब तक इस दर्द को बर्दाश्त करने के लिए रहिएगा, उसका कोई इलाज नहीं. लेकिन दूसरा पॉइंट मैं ये कहना चाहती हूँ, आज सुबह मैंने प्रधानमंत्री की मन की बात सुनी. सर, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा हम सत सत नमन करते हैं और हमारी संवेदना उनके साथ है, या जो भी मंत्री कहते हैं. मैं उनसे रिक्वेस्ट करना चाहती हूँ कि आप संवेदना व्यक्त कीजिए और आप सत सत नमन कीजिए, बस यहीं तक आपकी ड्यूटी है. उसके बाद जिस ये फैमिली में ये घटना इतनी बड़ी हो जाती है, उस फैमिली का क्या हो रहा है आपको पता है? आप संवेदना व्यक्त करने के लिए और नमन करने के लिए सिर्फ हैं? आपने कभी पूछा कि माठियर फैमिली या जिसने शहीद वो किस स्थिति में झेल रही है? मैं बताती हूँ मैम, सबसे पहले मेरे साथ ये घटना हुई, मेरे अगस्त का टाइम था, मिड सेशन था स्कूल का, मैं दिल्ली आ गई कि मेरे बच्चों का सेशन कंप्लीट करना है. मेरे हस्बैंड ने कोई घर नहीं बनाया था, मुझे रहना है घर में, तो मैंने कहा कि मुझे घर चाहिए. मैम पॉलिसी में नहीं है. मुझे जॉब चाहिए, पॉलिसी में नहीं है. स्कूल का फी रीइंबर्स करवाइए, पॉलिसी में नहीं है. अभी हस्बैंड सेकंड कमांडेंट थे, अब उनके बैचमेट कमांडेंट बन रहे हैं. मैंने डिपार्टमेंट में पूछा क्या मेरे हस्बैंड की भी सैलरी बढ़ेगी? नहीं मैम, जिस दिन घटना हुई थी 4 जुलाई को, उस दिन जो बेसिक पे आपका रहा वही टिल रिटायरमेंट तक चलेगा. क्यों क्यों वही तक चलेगा? मैंने सिन कर दिया, मेरे हस्बैंड ने गलती कर दी सही से ड्यूटी निभाते हुए. महंगाई बढ़ रही है, मेरी बेटी अब 10th में है, मुझे भी इसका फ्यूचर देखना है. आप कहीं पर मुझे फी माफ स्कूल में करते नहीं, आप आगे मुझे किसी चीज में सपोर्ट करेंगे नहीं एजुकेशन में, और आप सैलरी भी नहीं बढ़ाएंगे.
मिस्टर सहाय, हू हैज बीन लिसनिंग, सर योर रिस्पांस टू व्हाट मिस झा हैड टू से अबाउट द काइंड ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस दैट शी हैड. एंड आई नो आई आल्सो लाइक यू टू टॉक अबाउट हाउ देयर इज आल्सो दिस you know that it's like a family as well in the CRPF, and a lot of officers would, help one another. There was just one moment.
Just been there. 1 minute I would like to put in. My husband was from Corps of Signals. They have a children's hostel in Jabalpur for boys, where martyrs' children are taught till 12th. And today the alumni are walking in all sections of society. Some of them have become commissioned Indian Army officers. And one thing again I would like to commend, which is very remarkable, about the some senior signal officers and their lady wives who are making an effort to reach out. You know, they are actually making these Jagriti cards wherein the wife of the soldier is entitled to the complete information, right from registration of marriage to where the locker is, where the property is, where the FDs are. And joint accounts are mandatory, and ECHS card and all that. Something like this can also be done.
Yes, so Mr. Sai, your response to this.
Mrs. Jahan ne abhi jo bola hai, bilkul bahut hi sahi hai. Especially, aur bhi niche tabke ke log jo hote hain, jo jinki is tarah ki shahadat ho jati hai. Gaon mein unki wives ko paisa nahi milta hai. Unke devar jo hai, wo paisa chahte hain. Unki jo saas sasur hai, wo paisa chahte hain. Maine physically dekha ek baar ek. शहादत में मैं पैसा देने गया था, जिसमें अच्छी खासी मारा मारी हो गई थी परिवार के अंदर कि इस औरत को पैसा नहीं.
तो
इस तरह की बातें, इस तरह की बातें आज के हमारे समाज में अभी भी सभ्य समाज जो हम कहते हैं, ये बिल्कुल सही बात है. और मैं और तो क्या बोलूं, इससे पहले जो एक बहुत बड़ी घटना माओइस घटना, 77 लोग जिसमें मारे गए थे सीआरपीएफ पे, उसमें जो क्रिमिनल केस हुआ वो क्रिमिनल केस की बाद में दशा क्या हुई इसके बारे में किसी को खबर नहीं। इसमें लोग अरेस्ट भी हुए थे लेकिन मामला कहां गया ये भी हम लोग को मालूम नहीं पड़ता है। ये बात बिल्कुल सही है। ये मैं इसमें दोष उन परिवारों को नहीं दूंगा, मैं दोष अपने अफसरों को दूंगा, पूरे ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को देगा जो अपने मार्टर्स की जो उनकी इमीडिएट नीड है, जो चिल्ड्रन एजुकेशन अलाउंस की बात करी, कोई चीजों को बंद करने की बात करी, कोई और भी चीज जो उनको मिलनी चाहिए वो मिलने की बात करी, हमारे सिस्टम में कमी है और मैं दोष अपने ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को देता हूँ।
एक्सक्यूज मी मैम, मैं एक बात रेज करना चाहूंगी कि मुझे अपने डिपार्टमेंट सीआरपीएफ से कभी प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, उन्होंने मुझे बहुत सपोर्ट किया और अभी तक कर रहे हैं सारे अफसर, लेकिन सबके हाथ बंधे हुए हैं कि मैम पॉलिसी नहीं है। अब आप क्या करते हैं, मेरे हस्बैंड सेकंड कमांडेंट थे सीआरपीएफ में, जब आप जॉब लेने जाते हैं आपको हेड कांस्टेबल का जॉब मिलता है, ये पॉलिसी है। अब बताइए, मैंने तो नहीं सुना हो अभी तक सुना है, अगर सीआरपीएफ अफसर कोई जानते हैं तो मुझे बताएं कि एक अफसर की वाइफ जिसकी क्वालिफिकेशन में बीएससी बीएड हूं, क्या वो हेड कांस्टेबल का जॉब करेगी? ये नेचर होना चाहिए जॉब का।
देखिए मैं एक चीज बताऊं, मेरा ऐसा मानना है कि ये जिम्मेदारी जो है कंट्री की होनी चाहिए और ऑर्गेनाइजेशन की होनी चाहिए। मुझे एक बात बताएं, जो बेवा है वो क्यों भागी रहे सब जगह, मेरा ये है गया, मुझे ये चाहिए वो चाहिए, वाई कांट दी कंट्री और दी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन टेक केयर के सब इनकी ये रिक्वायरमेंट है इसको मिले। अब इनको क्वार्टर चाहिए था, क्वार्टर के लिए भाग रही है, नौकरी चाहिए नौकरी के लिए बोलते हैं, इनका तो दिल्ली का टेस्ट नहीं है।
The I next time again when something is going to happen, God forbid again
नहीं,
the family
कह रहा हूं,
is going
मैं
to be
कह रहा हूं कि गवर्नमेंट की
ये है नहीं, this
जो
is not
करने वाले लोग हैं उनकी एपैथी से इससे, जैसे मैं आपको बताऊंगा जो पुलवामा इंसिडेंट हुआ ये तो सबको मालूम था, जम्मू से श्रीनगर 300 किलोमीटर का डिस्टेंस है, ये भी मालूम है कि कहीं पे आरडीएक्स लग सकता है, तो बाई एयर का ट्रेवल क्यों नहीं परमिट किया गया? अभी उसके एक दिन के बाद 21 फरवरी को परमिट हो गया एक हफ्ते के अंदर।
आई वॉन्ट टू आस्क
और वो रिस्क अलाउंस भी उसका 2 साल से पेंडिंग था, ये 2 साल से ये भी रिक्वेजेशन थी बाई एयर ट्रेवल की भी, और 2 साल से रिस्क फंड भी अलाउंस भी पेंडिंग था, दोनों सैंक्शन हो गए एक हफ्ते के अंदर, एक 21 को हो गया एक 22 को हो गया।
व्हाई कुड दिस
बी डन अर्लियर?
माय क्वेश्चन इज मैम के लिए,
अभी तक मुझे बिहार की बीमा राशि नहीं मिली है, 4.5 साल हो गए। ये कंपनी न्यू इंश्योरेंस इंडिया कंपनी जो सीआरपीएफ से इतना प्रीमियम लेती है एनुअली, उन्होंने मुझे अभी तक बिहार का जोखिम बीमा राशि नहीं दिया है, चीट कर रही है, मुझे मना कर रही है देने के लिए।
आपका बड़प्पन है ये कि आप अपनी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को ऊंचा रखने के लिए अभी भी कोशिश कर रही है, और कुछ अच्छे अफसरों का भी ये जरूरी ही उनका जोर होगा कि ऑर्गेनाइजेशन की इमेज बनी रहे, लेकिन रियलिटी तो ऐसी नहीं है, आप ये जानती हैं हार्ट इन हार्ट। मेरा सवाल है डीजी साहब से, इन आर्मी वी हैव अ फैसिलिटी ऑफ विडो ज्वाइनिंग एज एन ऑफिसर, अ क्वालिफाइड विडो, राइट? सो व्हाई कांट इट बी इन दी सीआरपीएफ एंड अदर पुलिस ऑर्गेनाइजेशन आल्सो?
यू डोंट नीड एग्जैक्टली, दैट इज व्हाट आई एम सेइंग कि ये कंट्री क्यों नहीं इस तरफ, व्हाई दे आर शोइंग एपैथी टुवर्ड्स दिस, इसमें इतना क्या है?
ऑलराइट, नाउ दिस यंग गर्ल वांट्स टू मेक अ स्टेटमेंट, यस गो अहेड।
बीनू जी, मैं आपकी इन्फॉर्मेशन के लिए एक बात बता दूं, आपका पैसा आज सेंक्शन हो गया है।
कौन सा सर?
वही जो इंश्योरेंस का आपका पैसा था, आपने विक्रम सहगल को बताया था, मैंने विक्रम सहगल को बात करी, उसने बोला सर मैंने सबको खड़काया था।
All right, well, let,
तो उनका
let
वो हो गया पैसा आपका सेंक्शन।
सर एक्चुअली मीडिया की वजह से,
मदर वाज ओनली 9 years old when this incident happened and I was only 11. At that age you don't expect a child to face such a situation when I'm now 15 and realize that. I have seen my mother running through the offices, running through departments, attending calls and literally begging them for some help. And not help, it's her right. And it's not recognized by people as right. They feel that they have done a very big job by giving her own right.
Absolutely.
They that don't want true. To pay their own jobs.
And you've actually seen never, your mother struggle through
exactly,
this.
Exactly, ma'am. I would never go to Army, Air Force, Navy or any government department who faces such situations. Because I have seen my father doing his job with every discipline he can ever own. And I have seen my mother paying for it in such a way I can never see her like
this. This is an eye opener for the whole nation.
You know,
terrible to hear this.
You
know,
this is an eye opener for the whole nation, from the youngsters,
you know,
now
when
if you're listening to this
statement. They would actually say, haan madam, aapka kaam ho jayenge. It is like a favor.
Absolutely.
It is your job. We should have done it.
And this is the point I want to make today, when we're all really, emotional and passionate and talking about the country and, you know, talking about, nationalism and patriotism. How this
why
is
can't
where
the whole country
to
come
and
out
and that
today
is the point
together?
I want to make.
Why can't the whole country come out today together that
and
let's take
care
of the families?
This is where our energies have to go. This young girl today
no
saying she wouldn't join. She wouldn't join any of these forces, she says, because she's seen her mother struggle to get... you know, what is due to her after her father sacrificed himself for the country. Well, I'd like to take a break. On that note, we will come back and we will get in some more of the audience as well. And we have more, you know, martyr wives here. And so we'll go into a small break right now. We'll be back with more. Welcome back to We the People. Today we're talking about our forces, our security men and those who lay down their lives for the country. Do we do enough for them? Do we honor their memories? Do we take care of their families? Today we have with us Meera Devi, and she also lost her husband. He was in the CRPF. Meera ji, aap apne bare mein bataiye aur aapne aapke kya aapke saath kya hua, dikkatein hui aapko, jo due tha wo mila?
Ji, mera naam Meera hai. Main Sai Satveer Singh ki biwi hu. सर, मुझे एक क्वार्टर दिया था, तो उसको भी हर साल खाली करने के लिए नोटिस देते हैं. पहले तो दे दिया, हम अपने बच्चों को घर परिवार छोड़ के मैं यहाँ पर आ गई, क्वार्टर दिया. उसके बाद में हर साल नोटिस देते हैं हम लोगों को, तो हम एप्लीकेशन देते हैं, इधर उधर भागते घूमते हैं. जब कहीं एक साल के लिए क्वार्टर बढ़ाया जाता है, मुझे यही है बस, मेरे बच्चों के लिए क्वार्टर दिया गया है तो मेरे बच्चों की.
आपके बेटे हैं यहाँ पर?
हाँ जी, ये मेरा बेटा है और मेरी बेटी है. वो नहीं आई है, कॉलेज गई थी, थोड़ा लेट हो गई थी, आने वाली थी. और बेटी अपने पापा की जगह पे जाना चाहती थी, तो उसके सारे कागज गए हुए हैं, लेकिन यही बोल देते हैं कि वैकेंसी नहीं है, वैकेंसी नहीं है, और नौकरी के लिए मना कर रहे हैं.
सो देयर इज नो सच, यू नो, अवेलेबल टू हेल्प हर.
पर्टिकुलर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन लेवल, यू नो, they
yes.
have to so when once the stress happens, the emotional impact is so deep and huge that the families wohi apne aap ko sambhalne so hi bahut hai, you know, bacche aur unka future sambhalne so hi bahut hai. The organization has to look into, like I was mentioning,
exactly
about,
let's those, get in some more questions. Yes, but
about
exactly
those,
what you're saying,
Jagriti cards and all that, and also what they can do.
But we hear there's a strong sense of family in the CRPF.
Yes,
so I'm surprised that more people are
good,
not
evening,
helping.
Ma'am. Yes. My name is Vaspi and I'm a law student.
All
so
right.
Ma'am, as a law student also, like, we know about the rules, regulations, but I want to ask you, the recent attack which has actually happened, can you give your suggestions or viewpoints that now we are talking about since past views that that nothing has been done for army people, but how can we now, so that these people should get benefit and overcome their I mean, because that is a lot of pain and pressure for not
that's exactly
even
the, you know, the point
civilian,
for the family.
Okay.
Yes, and all right, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Pratik. I am from Delhi University, and my question is on national security. Just like Khan Assam Rifles, which guard the Indo-Myanmar border, and it is served under the Indian Army. So there is a suggestion we made at BSF, ITBP, and SSB, which is on Pakistan and China border, should be in, under the control of Indian Army. So it is better for the national security and our border guarding security also. Recently, the China this.
All right, but right now we're talking about how to improve,
so
you know, the situation for the family. Yes, ask.
So you don't worry about that. That we
yes.
are taking
okay.
care.
All right, let's get another question.
What,
yes.
What is the internal system for the family?
Yes. What you can do about
my
your own nation
the panel is that
and the people
are
there.
Are we just talking? Are we just talking about what should be done? Are we doing anything?
Okay.
Or are we just asking the government to do?
Okay.
Are we making any efforts here?
Yeah, I would like to answer
this question.
Yes, ma'am,
go
question.
Ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
See, where I am living, there also there was this huge talk of collecting a lot of funds. The same night there was that we will stick out 3 candles on the balcony. I did not participate in any of it. This is not what is required. It is not something which is to be done today and forgotten tomorrow. The funds are a part of what can help a martyr's family, but they're just a part. The major help can come in form of information. The information to exploit the already existing resources, you know.
All right.
And how the children can be educated. You know, because we want the system not to converge, we want the system to bloom.
All right, well, Dr. Tripathi, I think I'll have to end the show on that note. You know, we completely run out of time, but I think the points that have been made are very, very important, and we need to use our passions right now and our, you know, this fervor that we're all feeling for the country into all these issues that have been raised today, taking care of the families of the men who lay down their lives for the country. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.